This is the Aspen Public Radio newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett, here with your top stories this Friday. A large proposed housing development west of Carbondale is sparking a contentious debate among locals. A public hearing about it drew over 100 people to CMC's Spring Valley campus on Wednesday night. Aspen Public Radio's Sarah Torrey reports on the discussion.
The meeting was a chance for the project developer to respond to concerns from Garfield County's Planning and Zoning Commission. Richard Myers is with Harvest Roaring Fork, the developer. He said the project will increase affordable housing options for the local workforce by providing smaller, higher-density homes. There would be a mix of market-rate, deed-restricted, and designated affordable units. And crucially, there won't be a golf course.
We don't have that. And with our small houses, I don't think we appeal to the second homeowners either.
But the Planning Commission's Heather Hartman was skeptical of the development's affordability promise.
To a young family in the Roaring Fork Valley that is commuting, $400,000 is not attainable.
The commission was also concerned about traffic congestion, wildlife impacts, and the size of the development. Fully built out, it'll be twice as big as Willits. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Sarah Torrey.
The meeting ran over 3 hours. The Garfield County Planning and Zoning Commission voted to postpone public comments until its next meeting on March 11th. The Snow League returns to Buttermilk Mountain this morning. Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz has more on the first-of-its-kind snowboarding competition's second year in town.
Former halfpipe snowboarder Sean White launched the Snow League last winter in Aspen. It's the world's first professional snowboarding league. And rather than competing in a heat of several athletes, the Snow League uses head-to-head matchups. Wins contribute to a season-long point system, and competitors earn money. Qualifying rounds start at Buttermilk's halfpipe this morning, with finals taking place tomorrow. Two overall winners will be announced, one for the women's and one for the men's competitions. Tickets are required for the viewing area at the base of the halfpipe, unless you have an Aspen Snowmass lift ticket or season pass. Space is first come, first serve. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Mertz.
The first Snow League champion will be crowned next month in Switzerland, where the last competition this season will take place. In arts and culture news, the Aspen Chapel Gallery opened its 265th show earlier this week. Here's Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz again, reporting that the show commemorates the gallery's history supporting local artists in the Roaring Fork Valley.
Amy Biedelman has been an Aspen Chapel Gallery curator for almost a decade, and her art has been displayed there even longer.
I always ask artists to make things that are part of what you love, so that certainly is a draw.
A lot of art styles and subjects have been showcased at the gallery. Biedelman says the current show, titled 40 Years of Art in Aspen, features work from 62 artists. That's the most that's ever been displayed at one time.
Well, it's like having a reunion. I want to put it all on the art and the artist, but I got to say that it's a gathering place.
She says there aren't many galleries in the Roaring Fork Valley that showcase purely local talent. That's as more and more high-end galleries take up space up valley. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Mertz.
Biedelman has 5 pieces in the show, all watercolors showcasing places in the valley, like North Star Nature Preserve. The show runs until March 27th. In statewide news, housing in Colorado's mountain towns has become a hot-button issue in the last few years. Proposition 123, a voter-approved measure that created the state's first funding stream for affordable housing in 2022, is starting to produce results. Silverton is the first jurisdiction to meet goals, with 10 new units that will be move-in ready by March. And CPR's Haley May says they're not alone.
Several jurisdictions are close to compliance for their own Prop 123 projects. Arvada, for example, has 441 units. Durango is also near its target. And then Ouray and Ridgeway also just completed their own. The state's calling the funding a game changer, especially for small towns, but they know that multiple strategies are needed to continue solving the housing crisis in places like Silverton, especially for renters.
That was CPR's Haley May. The state expects 23,000 affordable housing units funded by Prop 123 to come online by the year's end. Youth across Colorado could get new access to free cultural and recreational activities under a bill advancing through the State House. Ray Solomon reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
For more than a decade, school-aged kids in Denver have had access to free admission to rec centers, pools, and museums around the city. And now that popular My Denver Card program is the inspiration for a statewide pilot. the Colorado Youth Opportunity Card would grant similar free access to students in grades 6 through 12 in other parts of Colorado. Democratic Representative Mandy Lindsay is the main sponsor.
I want the students who live in my house district to have access to the museums, just like the kids a couple blocks away over in Denver do.
The program would be entirely funded through grants, gifts, and donations. The pilot would start in a handful of select communities, but supporters say eventually they want to expand it statewide.
That was Ray Solomon reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. And in regional news, senators got their first chance on Wednesday to vet Steve Pierce, President Trump's pick to run the Bureau of Land Management. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Rachel Cohen reports, questions centered on if Pierce supports the sale of public lands.
Senator Jim Risch, a Republican from Idaho, emphasized that public lands are important in his state. Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, asked whether Pierce still thought the federal government should sell land to pay down the federal deficit, something he wrote in 2012.
Is that something you said some time ago and you no longer believe? Or
Pierce said those remarks came out of sheer frustration and that mass sales of public lands are not allowed under current law.
I recognize the importance of the federal lands and support the missions completely. I do not believe that we have too much federal land sitting in public hands. I know that it creates great stress in the West to have these lands managed from Washington.
Pierce is a former GOP congressman from New Mexico. He says he would back local input. Energy and agriculture groups are among those voicing support for his nomination. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Rachel Cohen.
A committee vote on Pierce's nomination has not yet been scheduled. Most U.S. states have doubled down on their protections of free speech by limiting lawsuits. That includes all but one state in the Mountain West, as Hannah Mersbach reports.
Wyoming is one of just 11 states that hasn't addressed slaps or strategic lawsuits against public participation, which may chill free speech with the threat of legal costs, says Republican state lawmaker Pepper Ottman.
A rancher who testifies against a proposed industrial operation, a small newspaper that covers local government, a citizen who speaks out at a public meeting.
Now she wants to limit such meritless lawsuits against them. And there are lawmakers across the political spectrum supporting her bill. Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Utah have passed similar laws in recent years, as did Nevada in the 90s. Arizona and New Mexico also have anti-slap laws, but some free speech advocates say they aren't effective enough. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Hannah Mersbach.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, reporters Reagan Mertz, Sarah Torrey, Michael Finelli, Sage Smiley, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.